Now, if one just talks about the various crises that we have in the Western Cape, it's a lovely place to be, by the way. I'd prefer living here than in Johannesburg, for example. But you have a rail crisis, for example, the fact that our central line is still down and people are struggling to get to work. You've got a public transport crisis as well. Yes, you've got the MyCity bus. But if you look at how many people, let's just take the Parklands area, for example. And if you look at all the apartments going up there, thousands and thousands and thousands of people, yet the roads aren't being broadened sufficiently. One then looks at the water crisis. And I mean, that's the clear and present danger that we're all talking about. So what does one do? You can sit and get a tissue out and you can cry, or you can, you know, employ a bit of design thinking to find your way around that, which is why I'm so happy that in just over 3 weeks' time, as a matter of fact, the Netherlands Consulate General, in collaboration with the Craft and Design Institute and Future Cape Town, will be hosting the hashtag Co-Create Design Festival themed Beyond the Crisis. And you are joined by Rashik Fattar, who is the founder and director of Future Cape Town. So good having you in studio.
Thanks so much. Great to be here.
Absolutely great. Now, Rashik, just tell us a little bit about Future Cape Town before we even talk about this collaboration.
So Future Cape Town is an independent organization, and what we do is we work on dialogue and projects which get people to think about the future of the city, whether it's sort of taking away parking bays, how to fix public spaces, which housing models are going to take us into the future. How do we get companies to support transport? So we're looking at the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years and coming up with those ideas.
So let's talk about this hashtag Co-Create Design Festival.
So it's a public design festival, so everyone is invited and everything is free. And we wanted to use this platform to speak about what design thinking can mean for the city and African cities in general. But just to move a bit beyond the old models, the old solutions, the problems, the blaming, the old economic models, and actually bring in the ideas through these two or three days, and actually start to have that space to experiment and talk about the future solutions.
So I like the forward-thinking aspect, but blaming sometimes, I mean, it depends how one looks at blaming. Sometimes people need to be held to account. But while we're trying to fix the crisis, I think we all need to work together to try and get that done.
Absolutely. The main conference on the Friday will have many speakers from South Africa and across Africa, speaking about these various topics like transport and water. And of course, it doesn't just affect Cape Town. It affects, you know, other South African cities are facing similar issues and other African cities. So how do we move beyond simply being in this permanent state of crises? And the Saturday will be a series of events around the East City in Cape Town. And various people can host their own events and
I like it.
And lectures and workshops and installations.
Love it. Now, how does one move beyond speaking to actually doing and implement?
I think the first thing, you know, the reason, one of the reasons for this festival and the various discussions is we never create the space for it. We're all our communication and our efforts are purely dedicated to the spaces around today and now. And that's absolutely essential. The central line affects at least 1 million people a day in terms of their livelihoods and quality of life. So that's critical, but we also need the space or just a gap to speak about the topics that are not quite here. For example, food security. We're not talking about it right now, perhaps, because the water crisis is dominating and the rail crisis as well. Mm. But food security is a critical issue facing cities around the world.
Well, without water, you're not going to have food security.
Exactly. So let's look a little bit at the current issues. What are the solutions beyond that? And also, I mean, I'm sure, you know, you have people calling all the time saying, why can't a private company run the rail system? Why can't you collaborate with the Gautrain? You know, does desalination work? That sort of thing. So this is a space to actually start to tackle those ideas, bring in some experts, people who've been saying these things for 5-10 years, and people who are looking a bit ahead, and some of the emerging voices as well.
And it'll be interesting to see if let's say someone has come up with a bright spark idea, just to run a hackathon where we can get a lot of people who can maybe come up with that solution. But we have run out of time at 8:30. Where do people go to find out more about this?
Co-createsa.nl for all the information.
Loving it. Thank you so much. Rashik Fattar is the founder and director of Future Cape Town.